Welcome to the final episode in my five-part training series, teaching you how to add a new line of revenue to your business by integrating a podcast marketing funnel. If you're just joining me, make sure to jump back to episode 247 to listen from the beginning. In our fifth episode, we're talking all about engagement strategies to turn your podcast fans into loyal customers by inviting your listeners into the conversation and strengthening your credibility. Let's get her done. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch bro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Welcome back to No BS Business School. We're diving into part five of my five-part podcast series, teaching you how to add a new stream of revenue into your business with a podcast marketing and sales funnel. If this is the first episode you've jumped into, make sure you go back to episode 247 to listen from the beginning, and then head over to janditchfield.co to grab the workbook that goes along with this series. In yesterday's episode, we talked about the four sales strategies to monetize your podcast and how to sell directly off your show so you can add new revenue into your business. And today, in our last episode, I'm diving deep into a conversation with you about audience engagement strategies to scale your downloads and your revenue by creating super fans of your show and inviting them into the podcast conversation. Now, you might be thinking, Jan, why is engagement so important for a podcast? Audience engagement isn't just about getting likes or comments when you share your show on your social media. It truly is the heartbeat of your podcast. And the more engaged you are with your audience, the more your listeners become super fans. And when they're engaged, they're not just passively listening, they're leaning in, they're connecting with your message, and they're primed to take action. Think about it like this. Engaged listeners are more likely to share your episodes with their friends, leave those glowing reviews, and become customers. Loyal, repeat customers. And the two things all podcasters want on their show are great conversations and downloads. And the downloads come from audience engagement. And the more downloads you see, the higher your chances are of finding revenue directly off of your show. Engagement matters to every aspect of scaling a podcast. And that's why in today's episode, we're diving deep into the world of audience engagement tactics. Because when you create those super fans, you don't just grow your podcast, you grow your business. I'm going to share seven different tactics with you. All of these are from my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook, that are specifically designed to move your listeners deeper into your world and invite them to be part of your podcast in a more meaningful way. We have a lot to cover, so let's get this done. Engagement strategy number one is hosting giveaways and contests to incentivize listeners and participation. Now, I've never been a fan of random giveaways. I think they usually attract freebie seekers, and they're not the smartest tactic to use in business. However, when you strategically use them to increase your specific episode downloads, I am all over this. It also is a really great tactic to use when you're first launching a new show or a podcast limited series, because it drives listeners to the show really quickly and those downloads, which is going to trigger the algorithm and get your show shared out to a wider audience organically. You can host a giveaway or a contest around a specific episode where you really want to drive more downloads. And it's pretty simple. All you need to do is say, if you want to be entered in the giveaway, you need to download this specific episode, take a screenshot that you did, share it in your stories, and then tag my account. And then at the end of a specific time frame, I'm going to draw a name out of a hat and give away a prize to that person. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. The other tactic is around using contests for ratings and reviews. Now, there's a lot of mixed feelings about ratings and reviews in the podcast world, and I'm not going to dive into that because it's not really about podcasting. This is about sales. And for sales, you need ratings and reviews because it's social proof. social proof that you know what you're talking about, that people love your show, and that you're an expert in your subject matter. And the more social proof we have, the more people will actually tip over to become customers with us. It's the number one psychological tactic that gets people to convert. I've run this before in my own business, and it's again pretty simple. It needs a little bit more legwork ahead of the game, but essentially, you're going to run a contest to leave a 5-star rating and review on your podcast. And you want to be intentional about saying 5-star, because that way, what we're doing is ensuring that people who really care about us and are really engaged are the ones leaving those reviews. Because nobody is going to go leave you a 5-star review if they don't believe it. When I did this, I simply said, go leave me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And what I want you to do is take a screenshot of it after, head over to this simple landing page that I had set up, and submit it there using the form, including attaching that photo. And then from there, I just drew a name at the end of the contest period time. What's so nice about it is you get a lot of people coming out that you didn't even realize listened to your show. And honestly, it's just nice to see what people think. I'm always grateful when someone leaves me a rating and a review, but sometimes incentivizing people will really help to boost your show, your downloads, and your reputation. A second tactic that I'm going to teach you that comes right off of the back end of this is doing audience shout outs on your podcast episode by reading what the people are saying. So every episode or every now and again, you can say, I just wanted to give a shout out to Becky, who left me this amazing rating review on my show, and I'm going to read what she said. It goes back to what I talked about yesterday about the fundraising tactic, where we recognize and steward the relationships of the people who actually come and support us, because it brings people deeper into our world and it creates connection. And when we recognize and thank people, they feel good and it makes them happy. And happy people do some really amazing things, like make purchases. I've always said this, you don't need to make people feel terrible about themselves to make money in your business. Happy people spend more money than unhappy people. Another clever little tactic is actually using your rating and reviews as a place to gather Q&A questions that you can do podcast episodes about in the future. So you can use the same tactic of go leave me a rating and review, and also leave me a question there because I might answer it on a future show. You take the question, you read the person's name out, you do a whole podcast episode around that and release it. There's a lot of win-wins in that strategy. The next one is leveraging guest appearances on other podcasts for cross-promotion and audience expansion. Straight shooting, podcasts only work if people listen to them. And the people who are most likely to listen to a podcast are the people who listen to other podcasts. And if you want to grow your show, one of the fastest ways to do that is by guesting on other podcasts. Now, I have a full training on how to actually land yourself guest interviews inside of Podcast Profit Playbook, including the pitch templates, the best places to go to become a guest, and more. But essentially, if you go over to what my favorite platform is, which is Podmatch, and you can go there at joinpodmatch.com/Jan, and I'll link all this in the show notes as well. That's a great site to sign up to be able to find different shows that you can go and guest on. And it works whether you have a podcast or not. So if you're like, I don't think I want a podcast, but I'd love to guest, go use Podmatch. Podmatch is like Tinder for podcasters and podcast guests. And it basically will match you together based on the things that we're looking for as hosts and the things that you're looking for as a guest. I have done a lot of strategic guesting in my business. And every time I do guest on another show, I see revenue come back into the business because of it. Especially when I'm strategic about going on shows that holds my audience, but doesn't necessarily compete with me. We want to go and be the expert in our space, in someone else's space who may kind of touch on that topic, but doesn't have it fully mastered. I often go to talk about sales strategies, sales techniques on podcasts that are hosted by a lot of business coaches or people who are kind of like social media experts, because they may talk about it in a roundabout way, but they don't have that depth of knowledge like I do to be able to really drive down and say, here's the strategies. This is why you do it. This is why you want to use them. So it helps you stand out really quickly And then most often you get to be able to pitch one call to action and also mention that you have your own show. So that's going to drive those listeners right over to listen to you. More win-win-wins on this one. The next idea is running quizzes to personalize content recommendations and increase that listener retention. And now, who doesn't love a good playlist? You can create a quiz. My favorite platform to use is Interacta with a T. Again, I'll link it in the show notes. But you can create a quiz where you can have your audience go on, answer a couple of simple questions, and then they get delivered a customized playlist to help them with whatever level they've identified that they're at or stuck on. So for example, if I was going to use this in my business, I would create a quiz that would help to identify what level of business you're at in relation to my business success timeline. So are you stuck in the messy middle? Are you in the legacy zone? Are you a full throttle CEO? And whatever the answer is to that, I would then deliver an email that listed out a playlist that I had custom made for that specific space, like that zone that person's in. So for example, if you're in the messy middle, I'd be like, here are my top 10 episodes that I have done on my podcast about escaping the messy middle. And then that causes people to go and binge listen. And binge listening triggers the algorithm and means, again, it will serve your show up to more people. So many win-win-wins on this episode today. I hope you have this one downloaded. And then just to add some more flavor to this, on the back of that first email where you deliver out the playlist, you will follow up with more email marketing that could very naturally lead into a sales sequence. Then there's also the tactic of integrating your podcast episodes into your nurture sequences to deepen that audience connection. You can add a single email into every welcome sequence and nurture sequence you run that includes a podcast episode or two that's a value add. So go through your past podcast episodes and stick an email into that nurture sequence that's like, by the way, if you want to learn more about this topic, I did a really great podcast episode here. All you need to do is click on the link and go listen to it. When I released my new Lead Magnets Made Simple guide, I did this as well. I actually created two podcast episodes that surrounded the topic of lead generation, list building, lead magnets, email marketing, all of those things. And then I went back and linked it in the nurture sequence that went out with that free guide. So while I was saying, here's all the stuff you can learn in the guide, if you want some extra help, why don't you go listen to part one and part two of my podcast series, because I go even deeper on it there. Remembering to close the circle on things when it comes to your marketing and finding ways to integrate the conversation on multiple platforms will skyrocket your success and your downloads. And then lastly, don't forget to link your podcast on every single thank you page that you run off your website to capitalize on that post-conversation engagement. Every freebie that has a thank you page should have a little button that says, while you're waiting, subscribe to my podcast here. Every welcome to my course thank you page should say, while you're waiting to get started, subscribe to my podcast here, with a little button and a link to join. Anytime you say thank you and somebody is waiting for whatever that thing is to be delivered to their inbox, send them over to subscribe to your podcast. It is an easy, simple way to grow your show simply by optimizing the funnel you already have set up. Optimize, optimize, optimize. At the end of the day, what we really want are engaged listeners. And you don't need a lot of listeners to be really successful. You need the right listeners. Those listeners who will become customers. Because if you remember, we're going all the way back to the first episode when we talked about the difference of how many people choose to buy off a podcast versus off of social media. Your time is better spent here. And if you're ready to take your podcast revenue to the next level, then why don't you enroll in my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook, and unlock that step-by-step guide to launching a highly profitable podcast marketing and sales funnel. You can head over to jenditchfield.co/playbook to learn all about it there. Well, that is it. We've reached the end of our 5-day journey together, and this has been some ride. I have loved every moment of this, and I hope you have too. From uncovering the power of podcasting to mastering monetization strategies, we've covered a lot. And I really want to extend a super heartfelt thank you for listening and tuning in. For all the DMs I got this week, for all the downloads, for engaging with the content, you really helped me to make this week something special. And I thank you for being part of my community. And don't forget, the knowledge that you've gained here isn't just for this one week. It's for your future success as a podcaster and an entrepreneur. So take a risk and start a show. Keep experimenting. Keep learning. Keep shining that bright light of yours and helping the people around you be able to shine theirs as well. And if you ever need a little podcasting pep talk, you know where to find me. I'm hanging out here or over on Instagram, and I'll be popping into your email at some point as well. And once again, I really want to thank you for being such a loyal listener to the show. Or if you're a new listener, thank you for coming and joining my world. And I'm so incredibly grateful to you for making me a top 3% podcast and making that dream of mine come true. I am not going to sugarcoat this. There's a lot of work in podcasting, but it's work that's worth it, especially when it comes to understanding how to find a new way to add revenue into your business simply by doing what you are already really good at doing, sharing your knowledge and helping people to make their lives better because of it. So many wins. And until the next time we talk, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at jandishfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.